Hey, y'all. You already got a sneak peek of this in last week's episode, but as a little part two to our Better series, we're going to talk about what are trans fats and are they evil?
And this is an episode we did from a couple years ago. They're rebroadcasting because it's so on point, so related, so much so that we referenced it a bunch in that episode, like Melissa said. And it's super interesting, so you're definitely going to like it.
And it's one of our first ever episodes. It came out in the first month of the podcast existing.
Wow. So
it might be a little dusty. Yeah. We might not be in our current groove.
Yeah, we probably sound a little different. That's one of the things that's so painful. Sometimes going back and listening to some of the earliest ones, just for us, not hopefully not for you guys. It's just like, oh, we sound so uncomfortable. We sound so overly self-conscious. We just weren't used to the, you know, everything of it all.
It was scary. It was scary at that time.
And we, Melissa used to also listen to herself while we recorded, which always threw her off.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that.
We quickly figured out that was not a good idea.
Anyway, not necessary.
Blast from the past and very on topic.
Yeah. So enjoy this week's episode and have fun learning about trans fats.
Happy listening.
Hey, I'm Melissa.
I'm Jam.
I'm a chemist.
And I'm not.
And this is Chemistry for Your Life,
the podcast that helps you understand the chemistry of everyday life.
So this week we're going to be talking about trans fats. It's a callback from last week, so you might want to go tune into that episode. But before we get into it, how are you doing today, Jam?
I'm doing well. I don't have any real eventful stuff, I don't think, since the last time we talked. But how about you?
I'm craving a donut really badly.
Dude, I have been there probably every single day of my life is pretty much how I've felt about donuts.
Well, I'm in a no sweets challenge.
Oh.
Oh, and I can't have a dessert until Friday, and it's Tuesday right now.
Yeah, it's a long 3.5 days or whatever.
Yeah, and I haven't had any sweets since Sunday night.
Uh-huh.
I usually have multiple sweets every day.
Oh, man.
It's rough, but you know what? I'm already planning. I'm going to have cheesecake from the Cheesecake Factory on Friday, and I'm just holding on to that to get me through it.
But doesn't that make it more enjoyable? I mean, like, to have to wait for something?
Yeah.
And then you get it? Like, if we did that with everything, I think we would, like, just be happier people. It's like, if we found a way to make ourselves have to limit stuff until we could reach whatever date limit that is or whatever, and then whatever we get that we planned for, that we waited for, would taste that much better or be that much more enjoyable.
I'm fully convinced that TV was better when it was released episodically.
Oh, yeah.
I remember talking on the phone to my friend about the season series finale of Gilmore Girls.
I even remember, I mean, there's still a lot of TV that is released episodically, but I remember like even shows like The Office and stuff back when they were airing then, that like there was a whole deal about like watching it. Oh, it's going to come out. Oh, yeah, the new episode of The Office is coming out today. And it was like a bigger deal. Now we...
And you were all joined together in that.
Now we couldn't care less like when it actually comes out. We're just like, oh, is it going to release the whole thing at once or not? Jeez. We're just so spoiled.
I want to just binge all of it. Yeah, I don't watch the new episodes of Brooklyn Nine-Nine episodically because I want to binge them.
Interesting.
But it would be more satisfying if I didn't.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, so, you know, that's...
Yeah.
That's my thing this week is I just really want some dessert.
Yeah. What do donuts and cheesecake and shows have in common? They're all better if you wait.
They're all better if you wait for them. Okay, so trans fats. Are you ready?
Yeah, I've been on the edge of my seat. I'm like, what the heck? Like, I thought all this stuff was so good. It's great. And then, like, there's, like, this little bit of a tinge of cliffhangingness, like a show. Mm-hmm. And it feels like, oh, no. Like, I thought all this stuff was awesome. Scientists finally figured out how to get the stuff to be solid. And then, it unleashed some horrible force into the world.
Okay, so have you heard of trans fats?
Yes,
what,
I have.
What have you, like, what do you know about trans fats?
I have heard that trans fats are bad.
Okay.
And I think at some point in my life, it was explained to me what they were to some degree by someone who maybe knew what they're talking about, maybe didn't. I don't remember well enough. So I don't have enough, like, stuff to call back on to really have any footing. I don't think I remember anything specifically enough at all.
Okay. Well, so we're going to talk about what they are on a molecular level, and give a brief idea about what doctors think about their impact on us. But before we do that, I want to remind the listeners why we're talking about trans fats at all. So I want you to give a brief review of what we talked about last week. Like, what is the thing that brought us to this point?
Yes. Okay. So we talked about the difference between butter and margarine and how oil can be made a solid at room temperature so that it can be used as a butter replacement, which we've all experienced as margarine. We just talked about how that takes place, and it's the hydrogenation.
Yes, way to remember the jargon.
And so they add hydrogen to it, and you'll have to listen to that whole episode to hear all the details, but basically it makes it to where it can be used as a butter replacement because it's solid at room temperature. And then, if I recall, we're talking about that, and then you were like, yes, and there's some crazy things that can happen, and that is trans fat.
That is trans fat. That's correct. Okay, so when that hydrogenation takes place, sometimes it doesn't delete all the double bonds. I like to say delete, but hydrogenate all the double bonds.
Got it. I delete as well. It helps me.
Helps, yeah. I think it helps. It sounds less intimidating than hydrogenation or hydrogenate the double bonds. So sometimes it can make the double bonds switch their forms or even migrate. And getting into the details of that, I don't think is worthwhile, of how it migrates or how it makes them switch forms.
Okay.
Not worthwhile for this episode, but I do want to talk about the forms that the double bond can take.
Okay.
Okay. So you hear about trans fats all the time. You never hear about cis fats, but...
Cis fats?
Cis.
S-Y-S?
C-I-S.
C-I-S. Okay.
So there's trans and cis double bonds. Now I'm going to try to make you imagine this. And if it's too hard for the listener to understand this, we'll also post pictures on Instagram.
Okay.
Because I think sometimes it's too complex to describe shapes on a podcast. But I'm going to try, but we'll also have visual aids posted on the Instagram, Twitter, or whatever.
Okay.
Okay, so... imagine, if you will, a double bond as just two straight lines. Got it? Just two straight lines like railroad tracks parallel to each other. Okay, now, usually there's on either side of that two straight line shape, there's either going to be a hydrogen or a carbon.
Okay.
So the hydrogen will be sort of a non-player in this description at the time.
Okay.
So imagine the other carbon is just a bond, and that bond can either go up on both sides of the double bond that you've already imagined. So almost like a U with a flat bottom.
Okay.
So it's a line that is on a diagonal downwards, and then two bonds, and then another line that's on a diagonal upwards. So they're both pointing
kind of wide.
Oh, a wide U.
Okay.
Now, the other option is to take the one side of the U, and instead of it pointing up, flip it down as if it's almost an S or a Z.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. So when the two are on the same side and making the U shape, that's a cis double bond. The major things bonded to it are on the same side, and that's why it's cis.
Okay.
If the you've got the flip down version.
Like a Z or an S.
Like the Z or the S. The major things bonded to it are on opposite sides. That is called a trans double bond.
Okay.
Okay. So in nature, most fats naturally occurring have the double bonds in the cis shape.
Okay.
When we hydrogenate, something happens. Don't get too worried about the details of what.
Okay.
That will change those cis double bonds to trans double bonds.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. And now we've messed with nature.
Man, nature has a way getting back at us. So here's my first question then, and maybe it's too far ahead, but is that bad?
So in chemistry, in organic chemistry, not really. For my reactions. It's just a matter of what I desire. Do I want cis or do I want trans? What is my end goal? What is my product?
Okay.
In our bodies, it seems like that is bad. So they haven't fully understood the health effects at this time. They're still studying them, but it does seem like having those trans bonds or trans fats present in your margarine or whatever can increase risk factors for cardiovascular disease.
Dang it. We thought we hacked the system. We thought we made a blood replacement that was supposed to be better, and then we made it worse.
And then you
potentially,
yeah, you potentially made it worse. Yeah. And so now you'll see a lot of like products for margarine, butter replacement, whatever, say no trans fats on them.
Okay. So they're able to prevent it or get rid of it?
Or once they realized that it was happening and it seemed to point to the fact that trans fats were not ideal for our bodies, they're now finding ways to avoid making them.
Got it. Okay, cool. So there was a window of time where it was like, open season, there was all kinds of trans stuff going unchecked. And now it's more of a thing that they can prevent.
Yes. I think initially they just didn't realize that it posed any kind of negative health effects.
Okay.
And this is sort of an interesting thing that happens in chemistry where things that look like they're the same to the blind eye or to a non-chemist eye or even to some chemist, once they get in your body and start messing around, can have totally unanticipated effects. So we can talk about this more in the future, but there are even left and right-handed molecules that can have different impacts. Cis or trans bonds can have different impacts. Artificial sweeteners play with that same thing where your body's not processing them the same way because they're not exactly the way it occurs in nature.
I actually just... Yeah, it's a future thing. I just read something about that that was kind of mind-blowing about artificial sweeteners. It's kind of scary. Chemistry does have this dark side. I'm like, realizing, like, not that it's inherent, but I mean, like, in a lot of these explanations and looking under the surface of stuff that we either eat or drink or whatever, everyday stuff, there could be a dark side to a lot of it, it sounds like.
Yeah. Well, and I think that's why we have to be careful about the language we use in the food industry, especially where people will say chemical free. Nothing is really chemical free.
Yeah.
Everything is made up of chemicals. Do you mean dangerous chemical free?
Yeah.
How can we ensure that?
Yeah.
Do you mean trans fat free? Do you mean pesticide free? In science, the word organic essentially means carbon based.
Yeah.
In the food industry, the word organic means who knows what.
Yeah.
So I think we have to be really careful about how we use that language and be respectful of the benefits and threats that science poses.
Yeah, yeah.
So one example of that, of the being respectful and moving forward cautiously with messing too much with nature and stuff, there was a morning sickness medication called thalidomide. And basically, there was a left-handed version and a right-handed version of that molecule. And I don't know which, if it was the left or the right. You know, one of those versions, let's just say the left-handed version, was a good suppressant of morning sickness. And women could take it who are pregnant and they would not have morning sickness. But the other version of the molecule caused very dangerous birth defects in babies. Yes. And so... actually, the scientists were responsible in separating the left-handed version from the right-handed version. And they only sold the morning sickness one, the safe one. But in situ, in your body, it could convert back to the left and right-handed version mixture.
Oh my gosh.
And they didn't anticipate that happening.
Yeah.
And so there was a generation of babies born with defects as birth defects as a result of this medicine.
Wow. Gosh.
Yeah, but actually, the U.S. FDA did not allow for the distribution of that in America. So that's part of why we have institutions like the FDA, is to help protect us when it comes to messing with things that we're putting in our bodies, and science is there regulating that. So that happened in Europe. We didn't have those same things here in America because it hadn't been cleared for distribution yet in America.
Wow. Man, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Dang, I'm thankful that we have those processes. I mean, it makes sense. I think we all would assume that they have that in place. Mm-hmm. But then you hear a story like that and you're like, wow, you are like one approval away from something that could cause a lot of harm for a lot of people.
Yeah.
Especially something like that applicable, like something that comes on the market that's for morning sickness, mm-hmm. something that people, you know, immediately would want, oh, that's great. I'll take that.
Yeah.
And then it immediately starts having effects on a large amount of people.
Yeah.
So it's like one decision away, one signature away or whatever it is from potential harm to people. So. Yeah.
So those are the different forms molecules can take that can have unanticipated impacts, even though they seem to be the same from the naked eye. Like, what's a double bond cis or trans? It doesn't matter a ton, but it has way more impacts than you could realize.
Yeah. Man.
Okay. Are you ready to explain that one back to me?
Yes, I am.
You can just do it in the context of the trans fats if you want, because the other one was sort of a tangent, okay. But interesting.
So trans fats. So in double bonds, they often have a shape that is that like open U thing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the most normal it occurring in nature. I mean, that's like the most common.
Mm-hmm.
And for some reason, this one seems kind of easy, but for some reason, when we hydrogenate,
mm-hmm.
Or make the oil to where it could be solid room temperature,
mm-hmm.
when we do that and start messing with those bonds and stuff, for some reason, I mean, it seems like there's information about it, but we didn't go that deep.
Mm-hmm.
But an unintended consequence was that some of those that are this cis, right? The U mm-hmm. shape is the cis.
Yeah.
The U shape is the cis. For some reason, those can change to being the ZS shape mm-hmm. of trans. Wait, what do you call it? Trans. They say trans fat. What's like the. Is there.
It's a trans double bond.
Okay.
But if a fat contains trans double bonds, they are called trans fats in the vernacular, okay. like in everyday life.
And that can happen as an unintended consequence as of with messing with those bonds and introducing mm-hmm. hydrogen. And that simple change can have pretty big impact on our bodies as we ingest that substance.
Yeah, you got it, man.
That sounded a lot less like, I think partly because you helped with the shapes from the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
I made it a lot less layman sounding because there weren't a ton of like crazy terms in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah, this one's kind of a shorty. It's pretty straightforward, but you can't really do it without doing the margarine one that we did first. So it's kind of a short one. It's a little bit more straightforward, but I feel like it's important. It's not something you want to miss out on if we've already are having that other conversation anyway.
Yeah. Wow. That's trans fat.
That's it. So you got it. You're a regular expert. Well, thanks for listening and learning with us today.
Melissa and I have a lot of ideas for topics of chemistry in everyday life, but we want to hear from you. You can reach out to us at Gmail or on Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook at Chem for Your Life. That's Chem, F-O-R, Your Life, to share thoughts and ideas. And if you enjoy this podcast, you can subscribe on your favorite podcast app. And also, if you really like it, you can write a review on Apple Podcasts. That'd really help.
This episode of Chemistry for Your Life was created by Melissa Collini and Jam Robinson. Jam Robinson is our producer, and we'd like to give a special thanks to Autumn Kiwasong and Grant Trotter, who reviewed this episode.
Okay, it's time to find out.
It's happening.
Who's winning t-shirts?
Yay, I'm so excited.
Okay, so we've got all the names in a random picker thing online. So you guys are going to hear this as we're hearing it. Obviously, you're hearing this later because it's recorded, but like you are finding out in that real time kind of way.
Yay, I'm so excited.
Okay, the first winner, these are the usernames, so you're going to have to reach out to us and let us know who you are because we don't know who all these people are. A lot of these usernames are a little funky. no offense. Okay, the first winner is Aurora Del Mar. That's Aurora, Aurora Del Mar is the username of the first winner.
The title of that review, in case you don't remember your username, which I think can sometimes be the case because they save forever, is a fun way to learn about the chemistry at work around us.
So Aurora, reach out to us and through email or Facebook or Twitter or Instagram, any of those, and we'll figure out how to get this shirt to you. Okay, let's find out who's next.
The next winner is Nikki.new.
So Nikki, reach out to us on any of the social media things or whatever, and we can figure out how to get this shirt to you.
And Nikki, the name of your review is fun and comprehensible. Even my baby likes it. Oh, that's cute, baby.
Okay, the third winner. We're doing four total. So the third winner of a t-shirt is Navy Baby.
Navy Baby, reach out to us and your... The title of yours is So Excited! Exclamation point. So if you're Navy Baby, reach out to us on Gmail, Twitter, whatever.
And hopefully you're even more excited now that you have a free t-shirt.
Yeah, woo!
Okay, and the final winner of a free t-shirt is...
A squared 713. So if you're A squared 713, then you're our final winner and you're going to get a free Kim for Your Life t-shirt. And the title of your review is My Friends Think I'm Smart. That's such a good title. Perfect. Well, those are our winners. So we have not ordered the shirts yet. We wanted to be able to get them in the size that each person chose to do.
Yeah.
So just reach out to us on email, Twitter, Instagram with your name and your size. And we'll go ahead and get those ordered and find a way to get them shipped to you.
Guys, thanks so much for writing reviews. Everyone who did that. It was really, really helpful. We really appreciate y'all taking the time to do that.
Yeah.
And we just wanted to, one, it helps us a lot, but we want to find a way to give back to you by doing this fun giveaway thing. So we'll probably do another one in the future at some point. So keep your ears out for that.
Keep your ears out and keep those reviews coming, please.
Yes.